This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Boy, oh boy, winter is here, isn't it? We've already had some good snowstorms, and the weatherman says cold, cold, cold is on the way. Now that's good news for the snowpack in our mountains, because unlike last year, it shouldn't be melting anytime soon. I did notice, however, that some things never change. Driving over the Link River Bridge, I noticed the river is full and flowing wide open down the river and into the ocean. What was their thinking last year? Oh yeah, we have to lower the lake level to make room for all the winter runoff next spring. Then, of course, there was very little winter runoff, and because of their actions, there was no water to spare in Upper Klamath Lake. Kind of looks like they're following the same plan again this year. Let's hope that next year there actually is winter runoff. But looking at the latest snow totals, it appears the basin is currently at 134% of normal for snowpack so far this year. Hopefully, with the cold weather on the horizon to keep anything from melting, and an average year for snowfall in January and February, maybe, just maybe, our farmers and ranchers might have a good water year for a change. But don't bet on it. It's like watching the Democrats operate during the last election, where the Republicans way out front with just a few counties left to count. But wait, those counties are heavily Democratic. I mean, aren't they always the ones that are left to count? And right in front of our eyes, the Democrat storms from behind and is declared the winner. It's pretty much like our water situation here in the Klamath Basin. We'll have above normal precipitation and above normal snowpack, and everyone will be happy come early spring. But, well, as we get to the irrigation season, well, the snowfall just wasn't enough, and, well, the winter runoff wasn't enough, so we'll have to restrict water again this year. Kind of a similar situation to the elections, don't you think? You know, the media was having a pat-on-the-back moment with Governor Brown and Governor Newsom standing on a dam to celebrate its removal. There were plenty of tribal dignitaries there as well, lauding what a phenomenal plan they were celebrating, taking four perfectly good green energy hydroelectric dams out of the river to save, I don't know, it's still kind of unclear to me. I did chuckle at the picture on the dam. It was probably pretty shocking to our illustrious governor that part of the Klamath River was actually in the state of Oregon. I mean, once she left Eugene, I'm sure she pretty much thought she was out of the state. But as usual, she was able to totally ignore Southern Oregon and Klamath County and bask in the glory of Northern California with no problem at all. Pretty much like her entire administration. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.